Josh, how sick were you Sunday, and how much did that affect you?
Last week?
Sunday. Chicago.
Yeah, I don't know. It's Thursday. We're talking about Pittsburgh. That's Chicago. We're on to Pittsburgh now. Feel good for this week, though. Feel good for this week.
Are you looking forward to maybe going against Joe Hayden?
Yeah, if he plays, that'd be awesome. But, yeah, that's who we're preparing for, to see their best, to get their best. And if not, then so be it. But it'd be awesome to see him and play against him.
First 11 games of the season, but now that you're back, you're putting in the work every day just like your teammates. How important is that to you?
I think it's just more important to get a win than worried about the record, the overall record, I think. I don't look at it in the grand scheme of like 0-16 or whatever the record is, worst record thing. Never really paid attention to that, but more than anything, you just want to win every week. You know, to go out on the season without a win, it's just unfortunate. It's, you know, it's sad. It's frustrating. So, just shows we got room for improvement.
Where do things stand between you and Deshaun in terms of just kind of getting it together and connecting better than you have so far?
There's work to be done. That's all I really can say on that topic. We just continually got to have to grow and get better. Unfortunately, it's this late in the season, and you have to do something going into the offseason.
So would you attribute, last week you guys just really didn't look like you were on the same page on a lot of those plays. Was that just part of what we've been seeing for the past few weeks, or can you attribute some of that to you said you were not yourself and you weren't feeling good? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. We this week we worked hard. We made a lot of plays in practice. We miss some, and we have to continue to grow and get better each week. So this week, hopefully we could pull it out and execute more than anything.
How anxious are you to see, after this week, where this team's going in free agency and the draft? I mean, you made your comeback. You're back playing. Things are good. To see where this team is going to go now, that they're going to spend money.
I mean, those decisions definitely over my head, but free agency is inevitable. It happens. Drafts happen. That, you know, you'll have new guys every year on every team. So it's always interesting to see who you'll get and who's going to come in, but not overly concerned with it right now because they're not here at the moment. So got to work what we got.
Josh, were you and Joe close when he was here?
Joe Hayden, yeah. Yeah. No, yeah, me and Joe real close, I think. My first couple of years when I was here, yeah, he helped bring me along and we helped each other grow, I think, as players more than anything, just on the practice field, figuring out as a younger player how to develop myself when it came to the practice field, you know, kind of the amount of effort it's going to take to get open on a Pro Bowl caliber cornerback. And he gave me the best look at practice that I've ever seen, you know, so it was real beneficial to have him on my team, you know, to get that type of look. So huge thanks for him, man. But I enjoyed it. It was an awesome experience having him. It makes a difference.
So when you see him move on to a playoff team, right? I mean, inside your own division, but a team that's going to the playoffs and expecting to do big things. What's that like for you? Is it, man, I wish I was him, or is it happy for him?
No, I'm really happy for him because he's been here a long time, and he's been super loyal to the city and to this organization. And for it to happen to him the way it happened to him, I'm like, you know, I wish him the best, and I'm glad he finally gets the opportunity to have something, you know, come to fruition out of this point of his career. And I think he deserves it more than anything. And I'm glad that he's back healthy so he gets opportunity to play in the playoffs and really get to experience that. And I know there's no feeling like that other than living in that. And for him, this will be his first time. So I feel just as excited for him, you know, as if I were him, you know, just watching him. I can only imagine what that would feel like. But I'm happy for him more than anything.
What was your reaction when you heard he got cut? I know you weren't here with these guys, but, I mean, that was a move that took a lot of people by surprise. I'm wondering what you thought.
Yeah, I was definitely confused. I think most of us were on that decision. It just didn't make much sense at the time, but like most of those decisions that go on up top, you know, they kind of call the shots and whatever they, you know, seem fit to do or fit to make a decision on, that's kind of how they play it. So you think that there's some validity to it that, you know, that I didn't know about, you know, or still don't know about. So I don't know the reasoning behind it, but it was just confusing more than anything.
How's he looking in it? I know he just came off injury, but how's he playing?
It looks like he's doing well. He's still Joe. Like, more than anything, he's, like, one of the most athletic, explosive, and just energetic defensive backs in the league. So I think you're going to get the best of Joe any day on a Sunday. Like, it doesn't matter. If he's out there on the field, hurt or not hurt 100%, he's going to appear as if he's good to go. So I expect that if he's playing, I expect him at his best. So.
Was he one of those people, and I know that you said that you kind of found out who your real friends were throughout a lot of things that you've been through. Mm-hmm. Was Joe one of those people that kind of really stuck by you through thick and thin and was always there for you?
I think he was. I believe he was. But I think we also had to distance ourselves, or me specifically, from the organization, from the team. Me going through what I had to go through. So I wasn't for sure what everybody was feeling personally or their own opinions of me or what that may have been. But prior to that, we always had a good relationship. You know, he's always been an upstanding guy and treated me well and with respect. So I have nothing but the utmost respect for him. That's what he showed me.
He was the first one that I heard call you JG. Did anyone else call you that before?
Yeah, I've been called JG most of my life. Yeah, most of my life, yeah.
Josh, you've been around Q now for whatever, a month and a half, 2 days. And he said yesterday that he's confident he's going to be back next year. What have you learned about him? Do you think that's the right move to bring back a coach to everybody looks at the record and says the guy's 1-30?
He's got the opportunity. They've given him an opportunity. I mean, I can't do anything but get behind that and support. And I've been able to speak to him at length and privately. And you know, I'm definitely on the same page that he's on. I feel as though I can be on the same page that he's on going forward if everybody else is, considering the front office and everything aligns correctly. You know, certain things just didn't work out prior to that, you know, with the people we had in place. But they trust Coach Jackson, you know, so they know what he's capable of, his football intellect. And I think the rest of the team, we know how capable he is as a coach as well. So that, I have no doubt. You know, and anything Coach Jackson says or does, he knows what he's doing. He's well informed. He's an experienced coach. And so whatever he does and whatever he calls, I'm with it. And as the front office goes, it's another one of those things. They make a decision. You know, there's got to be something to it. So I'm not informed of that.